connected.
You are listening to the WGXC Acron 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now. Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Buddy.
Welcome to Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. And that is the sound of Buddy the Horse and Kathy Stevens from Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties. Last October, she gave me the opportunity to go and hang out with her and Buddy the Horse and the goats and everybody over there at CAS. And one of the things I got to do was watch and listen to her train Buddy the Horse. He's one of many buddies they have as far as horses, but he's blind. And so one of the things that Kathy was doing, he was brand new to CAS last fall, was training him vocally to walk with her and to give him all of these signs, up, down, you can hear it, up, down, to make sure that he understood what was happening, because he's blind. Of course, it's a little nerve-wracking when you're walking around in new places. So horses, the West, all of these things are coming to a head today on Ginger Radio Hour. In a little bit, I'm going to feature an interview I did with Gabrielle Hasben. She's the photographer behind an incredible new book called The New Black West, featuring portraits of all these incredible people who are involved in the Black Rodeo in California and beyond. We're going to talk about horses. We're going to talk about rodeo. We're going to talk about the power of being seen, especially on a horse. All of that is coming up. Thank you to Buddy and Kathy for that sound. Let's listen to some Patti Smith.
In the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Do you know how to call me? Like Boney Marone. Do you know how to twist?
Out. forest, there is a mare, black and shining, with yellow hair. I put my fingers through her silken hair and found a stair. And I don't waste time, I just walk right up and saw that up there. There is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea, sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea.
Possibilities up there.
Of the key.
There's a wall of possibilities.
Possibilities
up there.
Possibilities.
There are several walls.
Possibilities.
Possibilities up there.
The first possibility was the sea around me. I was standing there with my legs spread like a sailor. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny. And handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his gross spoon and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea. To the sea of possibilities, dip in.
It started hardening in my hand.
To the sea,
and I felt the arrows
of possibilities. I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind. A red stream went streaming through the sands like fingers, like arteries,
between
like fingers.
The eyes of a horse
lay pressing it against his throat.
Your eyes,
he opened his throat.
Your
his vocal cords started shooting.
Of a horse
had pituitary glands, the screaming made
in my heart
so high,
my heart
that nobody heard. No one heard that cry. No one
Johnny.
Heard the butterfly flapping in his throat. Nobody
his
heard. He was on that bed. It was like a sea of jelly. So he seized first
his vocal cords,
the closest up possibility
had
pituitary glands. It was a black tube. He felt himself disintegrate.
Nothing happened at
go inside the black tube.
So when he looked out into
deep,
saw a sweet young thing,
Fender wine,
humping on the top of me.
used to play shoot 'em up,
shoot 'em up, bang bang, baby.
The Intruders, Cowboys to Girls. Theme today here on Ginger Radio Hour, Cowgirls, Cowboys, the West. Much more about that coming up in a bit. You're listening to me live from Acre, in the Acre studio for WJXC 90.7 FM. Let's listen to a little bit of D'Angelo.
Thank you. My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's a thing called love, and it's everywhere. She told me, she can break your heart, oh, and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I do believe it's happening to me. Let me tell you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I find myself wanting her at least 10 times a day. You know, that's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night for wanting to hold it tight. I've tried so convincing myself this feeling just can't be right. Let me tell you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late, baby. There's nothing that I can do. Oh, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. Oh, baby, I tell ya, I believe I'm falling in love.
Take the painting. It is the only body you have, baby. So love your black and blue skin. The black and blue eyes carry me through the crowd. Swim. in the waters of hope and family, in that sea of kings.
Hey, hey, hey,
the rockin' and wave.
Decibelis, the song Between the World and Me, featuring Acre's very own Cornelius Eady. Before that, you heard the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, Too Late to Turn Back Now. And before that, Wawa Watson, Bubbles, featuring Herbie Hancock. And of course, D'Angelo opened the set, the song Back to the Future Part 2. So, a little over a week ago now. Oh, the phones are ringing. I'm going to let that go. It's so hard to answer and talk on the radio at the same time. But hold on. Let's try to do that. A little musical interlude while I do that. It's like I've forgotten how to use a phone. At least a landline phone. So, let's get back to this interview I want to play for you. So, a couple weeks ago, a week ago or so, Gabriella Hasbin, who's a photographer, joined me for an interview over Zoom. She's based in Northern California. She has a new book called The New Black West. And it's incredible photographs and interviews that she's taken over the past 15 years or so of the Bill Pickett Invitational Rodeo, which is America's only touring black rodeo. She discovered them in Oakland, and actually they hold their big invitational in Oakland every July, so that just happened about 10 days ago. She was there. She's been there for years and years, making friends, taking photographs, and the book is really incredible. And I know sometimes it's hard to have an interview about photographs, but it wasn't in this case. So has been interviewed dozens and dozens of people over the years, maybe hundreds. And in our interview, you're going to hear her and me mention a whole cast of real-life characters. Ayana, Brianna, Prince Damon's. And I wanted to bring these people up because she developed very close relationships with these people. They said incredible things. And in addition, the photographs of them and their horses are really beautiful. And I thought if I left the characters in there, it would encourage you to go out and buy the book, which you should do. I think it's really wonderful. Or get it from your library. So, here is me speaking with Gabriela Hasbin. We started off with her talking about when it all began for her back in 2007-2008. Here's me and Gabriela speaking.
So I started visiting the Bill Pickett in Oakland then, and kind of came there on and off during the past, 12, 14 years. So these folks, have seen me come in and be a regular there. I'm not like a new kid on the block who just comes and takes and runs with it. So they trust me. And that for me is huge because I'm not Black. I'm not part of this community. I've just become part of like their family now, because they see me regularly. And that means the world to me because without this trust, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't be able to have done this body of work. When Chronicle agreed to publish this book, I knew everyone, but I had never really had a chance to talk with them in depth. And this was during the pandemic, right at the beginning of the pandemic when Chronicle said, yes, let's do this book. So I ended up scheduling interviews with a lot of people and just spending an hour with them on the phone, kind of digging deeper and, getting more of their story in detail again, because I had heard it before, but hearing it twice really makes it resonate even, louder and harder. And so, it was really powerful and really moving to hear so many stories of how, horses and being part of the rodeo, being part of this community has changed and shaped people's lives. It was just really incredible.
Yeah. And in some ways, every one of these people is telling the same story, the moment in which they got into it, which is often at two or three, the ways in which their family brought them into it. And then the ways in which, especially for these young people, it not only changed their lives, but it gave them some ownership.
Yeah, absolutely. For so many of them, it's given them purpose and outlet, confidence. Ayana speaks to that a lot, how having her horse Diamond was able to, just to give her so much confidence and so much love.
I grew up riding just a little bit because it had been very important in my mom's life when she was young, and I was never that good at it. I did like it, and I think I'm in my late 40s now, and I've probably only been on a horse once in the last decade. But just this idea of the ways in which horses literally elevate you really struck me, because so many photographs that you're taking in this book, there's just a perspective that really elevates that person, I think, at the same time. And I think that's what they're speaking to, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's also what attracted me to photographing this community. It's I think horses are incredibly strong, incredibly powerful animals. They've been around for God knows how long. I've heard they're one of the oldest animals to ever exist. Then to have them be so docile with you when they could easily run you over and trample you, right? And then you get on one and they just listen to you. They do what you say, and so it's this very mutual relationship that I've seen, and it's just so gentle, so kind. Yeah, and Brianna really encapsulated that with her quote, because she's no one's ever been able to ignore a Black woman on a horse. And I see it time and time again at the rodeo. People are constantly enamored seeing Women on the horse.
The photographs, especially of both the spectators, but especially the, you know, the people who are taking part. I mean, it really is, fashion is, but it's like a work fashion, you know, it's like the cowboy equivalent of seeing a bunch of, I don't know, construction people on in Carhartt or something. Just so specific, but so cool. And cool is what I kept thinking throughout this. And maybe that's just kind of the mythical thing I do in my head about cowboy culture, but man, it's cool.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And that's also what attracted me to, you know, all things beauty at the rodeo, right? Like photography, I'm always looking for what's beautiful, what attracts me to all of everything to photograph. And there's hats that were custom made by KK and her mom of their horse that was, you know, graffitied onto it. There's, you know, boots, all kinds of snakeskin boots. There's just so much going on that I was like, wow, these guys are not only talented riders, they're also, you know, so hip, so cultured. And they just make the best of Americana with their own style. It's like they twisted what you expect to see and made it 10,000 times better. With the cowboys, you'll find a specific style to them. A lot of them wear press shirts with like their unique patterns. I don't know if they have like anything specific, anything else that they wear, but they just bring like all the flair that they can. I know a lot of the girls like Ayana and KK, they just want to stand out amongst the crowd. And so they wear extra, you know, like they wear a dress or like an African printed skirt. Sometimes like Ayana and her grandmother brought these beautiful African printed skirts that they wore. They were matching. And the crowd went crazy. Like people were just like, we love what you're wearing. You know, it just like, it was almost like a talent show in a way, you know, like very much like, it's not like just about the horses. It was like about what they were wearing. And the same with KK, people were saying, I want to be a princess like you when I grow up. You know, so it's people are very attracted to that. And I think it shows.
I'm trying to quickly find that photo. Is it Ayana who's under the tree wearing the dress?
Yes. Yeah, that's her.
It's a tremendous photo. So did you you have any connection to horses or horse culture in your background?
No, not at all. I don't even ride. I mean, I tried once riding and I hated it. I was just terrible at it. Yeah, I don't ride. Then the cowboys have tried to show me. They're like, you know, why don't you get on the horse? And I'm just like, no, I'm just taking pictures. You know, it'd probably be a different perspective if I actually got on a horse and photographed them from a horse. But I just have a lot going on with my camera and in the gear, cause I'm always by myself. So yeah, I've always kind of stayed on the ground.
Well, that's good. It worked. can you speak a little bit specifically about what type of camera you use and whether you're using tripods ever or anything else?
For most of the majority of this project, I was using a Mamiya RC67, which is a film camera. Back in the early 2000s, I was still using film, and this was my body of choice, and it takes medium format film. And so the negative is quite large. It's 6x7 centimeters. And it just makes this beautiful, you know, print or file or scan. And it's also a very kind of heavy camera. So it really kind of slowed me down in the process. Therefore, I wasn't taking a lot of frames of pictures. I was just really taking two or three pictures per person at most. So, which is really good, because when I'm photographing with a digital camera, I'm constantly like shooting like 10, 15, 20, you know, frames per person. And I think, you know, you're just more present with the bigger, slower camera. So I really love that about it. And then of course, you know, you go to the lab and then you get, you know, this film back and you're just like, oh, it's like, it felt like candy, right? You're just like, oh my God, there's so many amazing pictures. And it's such a different experience to photograph with film versus a digital camera. I really enjoy that process the most. At the end of the day, I ended up going for the, I ended up trying to include images that were just beautiful, to be perfectly honest with you. I wanted to include images that you wanted to stare at for days, that you wanted to have like hung up on your walls. Yeah, I just wanted to include images that I admired the most.
Well, I'm just curious about Prince Damon's. There's really some incredible images and parts of the interview that you feature with him in here. Can you talk a bit about, because clearly this is somebody that you've spent some time with.
Yeah, Prince is just a friend that I've met in the last, like, maybe since 2017. And he's obsessed with horses. He's obsessed with riding. He rides literally every day. And he talks about that in the interview. He's a musician. He's a music producer. He's an artist, you know? And so for him, riding is just like complementary to his creative process. It's just like, you know, it's like for me, what swimming is, right? Like I just need an outlet. I need something else to help, you know, release anything going on in my head. And he's obsessed with horses. So he's constantly buying horses, training them, selling them. You know, he's going to be at the Bill Pickett Rodeo in LA this weekend. I think he's going to be riding Jamie Foxx's horse. He grew up in the South, and riding was just what they did. You know, it's just part of your everyday life. And everyone kind of had a horse where he grew up. So he's really, yeah. He's just really passionate about it. And I think I really I saw that a lot when I was photographing him. And the ranch where he's kept, or the stable where he kept his horse is just beautiful too. So it really just provided this amazing background for photographs. And you'll see that I included a lot of them because, again, I edited for the beauty of these pictures. And he and I made some really beautiful pictures together. So that's why you're going to see a lot of his photos in there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you included all of them because they really are beautiful. And he's clearly showing off his horse, which is great. And he has that great quote where he talks, again, like there's so many nuggets in here of the things that people say to you that I just hadn't thought, like they're really interesting viewpoints about what horses do. And one of the things he says is with a horse, he's able to go places that he can't go in a car, mm-hmm. which is so obvious, but it's so freeing. And then he talks about how, you know, horses to him are freedom. And there's nothing, I'm trying to think of like, there's no other animal or vehicle that gives you the access that a horse does.
I have a friend who would say a bicycle does that too. Like a mountain bike.
Sure.
Yeah. Like he's a mountain biker. So I have a feeling he'd say a bike would do a similar thing for him. But yeah, I mean, I think those two sports are very similar in that respect that you're out there wandering together, right? Or alone.
Yeah. And there's like, it's a symbiotic relationship in most ways, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my conversation with Gabriela Hasbin. She's a photographer who has this wonderful book, The New Black West. I've checked and it is available at Oblong Books. Over on the other side of the river, but you can get it anywhere, of course, or the library. And speaking of the library, I wanted to mention this. The title of her book, which is The New Black West, Photographs from America's Only Touring Black Rodeo, is a play off an incredible book, which she told me about, which I just got from the Cairo Library, called The Black West, A Documentary and Pictorial History by William Lauren Katz. Came out in the early 70s, and it's a history of Black Americans on and in the American frontier starting in the 1600s. I've just begun the book. It's pretty incredible. So I'm going to recommend two books, The Black West from early 1970 and The New Black West by Gabriela Hasbin. Listen to some more music before I get too tongue-tied.
never easy to say goodbye. And to the faces so rarely do we see another one, so close and so long. I asked the room if I'd said enough. No one. They just said, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Well, all this leaving is never ending. I kept hoping for one more question, or for someone to say, who do you think you are? So I could tell them with intensity, a drop evaporates by law. Conclusion, leaving is easy when you've got someplace you need to be. I'm giving up this gig for another season. With the TV on mute, I'm listening back to the tape. On the hotel bed, my apocalypse, my apocalypse. I realized I had said very little about waves or wheels, or riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. The fastest way to reach the shore, on water or land. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Stood there at the end and said again and again and again and again and again in answer to every question. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the riding, for the riding, and for the ride. Riding.
riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Would that have been a suitable goodbye?
This, of course, is Swamp Dog and John Prine, recorded a couple years ago. Before that, Bill Callahan, Riding for the Feeling. My name is Justin. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.